Alright, I gotta turn down that fucking thermostat. It is like a fucking sauna in this room.
Well, that must be nice, because I don't have any heat in my room.
Alright, pants, you're the fuck out of here, too. Gotta remember to edit that out.
It's a pants off, dance off.
Children of the Atoms!
Welcome to the Children of the Atoms podcast with your hosts,
Aaron the Vulgar Muppet Delosa.
I actually think Brock Lesnar, you could ride him like Master Blaster and dominate the entire world.
Can you dig it? Matt, not a twat, but Siemens.
What's it like to always think you're always amazing? I don't know what that is.
Can you dig it?
So when are you seeing Rogue One? Well, I guess we should, wait, we'll save that till we talk about the trailer here.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. All right. Not first day, but yeah.
You're not seeing it first day?
No. It'll be too busy.
Well, that's why you got to buy your tickets like a month early on Fandango.
Yeah, my pre-sales. Get the pre-sales.
Yeah. Thing. All the pre-sales.
Well, see, I'm never worried about like buying the tickets. It's just the lines. Don't want to deal with them.
Yeah, we had quite a bit of a wait for The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
A wait, but I mean, you know, there were people all dressed up. It was, you know, it was like the midnight show, so it was fun. It was festive. It didn't seem all that bad.
The longest line I've ever been in was for Avengers. That was the longest one.
That's the longest movie line you've ever been in?
Yeah, that one went outside, and it was before the theater was even open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know very vividly the movie line that had me wait the longest, and it's not a good one, but I waited outside, like, around the theater. Like, it was a hell of a wait. Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
What?
Was the movie we waited for. Yeah.
Dude.
I didn't think there'd be a line, man. So.
Oh, my God.
We go roll it up, like, fucking 20 minutes for a start time. It's like, what the fuck?
At the end of that, I would have been mad. Like, mad.
I was a little pissed. Yeah. It's like, none of this made sense.
That was like Pearl Harbor.
What did I stand up for? Was the one with, like, the racist robots and, like, the one had nuts and all that?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, those movies are... The first one's all right. I mean, all right.
I waited in line for that.
I can't... No way, dude. That's
terrible. Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
A lot.
That's terrible.
A lot of waiting.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
I know.
Yeah, I would have been, like, physically ill and mad. Like, just so mad. And that's only happened to me like once, and that was with Pearl Harbor. I saw that movie, and I was mad.
Have you ever walked out of a movie?
No, I'm not. I don't walk out of movies.
Hey, what's the word? Has there ever been a movie where looking back on it, you're like, I should have walked out of that?
Oh, Jesus. Well, Pearl Harbor, because for some reason, I was just furious. I don't know why. But, God, what was Prometheus? I should have walked out of.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm glad we have that to talk about then. It should be good.
Yeah, I should have walked out of that one. But I was with my little cousin, so I was like, God damn it, I gotta stay.
Right. I walked out of Metro when I was in high school.
Metro?
Yeah, and you're talking to a guy who sat through Pluto Nash, but Metro had me like, nope.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I checked out of Eddie for Metro, and then I came back around the Pluto Nash days, and then I checked back out again for a while.
Now, what about Metro made you just be like, no, I'm out?
Have you never seen it?
No, I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, okay, well, if you had, then you really didn't. It was just, it was a really weird hairstyle choice for Eddie, and it kind of took me out of it because you're staring at his head. It's like, dude, this hairstyle just doesn't work for him. And the movie itself was pretty stupid. It wasn't written too well, and a lot of the acting, you know? So it just, it didn't hit any of the good notes. It was just like Eddie trying to do like a watered down version of Axel Foley, pretty much. You know what I mean? But he was like a hostage negotiator. It was. Oh.
Yeah, now I'm having flashbacks of that movie. I haven't seen it, but I've definitely seen the trailers for it and stuff, and I'm like, no, I can't remember. Yeah.
Yeah, you would have been right to walk away. I should have. But no, I plunked down my money.
No, yeah, I'm usually like, if I spend the money for something, I'll stay, you know.
Is that just out of spite because you had to spend the dollar to do it?
Yeah, you know, I think it is that. But also, like, sometimes there is movies that, like, redeem themselves or, like, at the end might ultimately be good, you know.
Right.
Or movies that might not, at the time, like, you might be having a bad day or you might not just be in a good mood and you just don't give it a chance and you're like, fuck this movie. You know,
right,
like,
yeah.
You know, but later on you watch it and you're like, oh, you know what? Actually, that movie's not so bad. What, you know?
It happened to me the first time I saw Anchorman.
Oh, yeah. You just didn't like it.
Hated it. Oh, my God. Yeah. It was the worst fucking thing I'd ever seen. I was like, why does everybody like this movie so much? I don't get it. It's so fucking stupid. And, like, I was just in a real shit mood. You know what I mean? This is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, I revisited it again later and I was like, oh, okay, now I get it.
Yeah, I always think, like, reviewers should always put that in there, like, the context of how they saw it.
Right. You know, I've said, like, what'd you eat that day? What happened to you?
You know, like, what kind of mood are you in? Because if, you know, you look at some of these reviews and you're like, man, they are just shitting on this movie. You know, like, what did that movie do to them?
You know? Right. But maybe they just got, like, a parking ticket and when they went to wipe their butt, I mean, they broke through the paper. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They dropped their M&Ms all over the floor.
Yeah.
Some kid sitting behind him, you know, spitting on their
kicking
chair.
Kicking his seat.
Kicking his seat. I know,
some,
like,
some asshole keeps
screenings.
Texting, like, three in front. Like, yeah, it's so. It'd be the worst.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the worst. Yeah. But I don't know if we'll need to have a terrible viewing experience to really hate The Mummy. The trailer for that one came out. This is their. They've tried two previous times, right, to relaunch the Universal Monster franchise. They tried with Dracula Untold, but that one failed. So they're just dropping that one. They're like, okay, we know that was supposed to be a reboot, but fuck it. So they're ignoring that one. And there was one more monster movie they tried to do that I think failed also, that made them just go the whole reboot of the reboot route.
Which one was that?
I can't recall. Like, it was right around Dracula Untold. It was one of those movies where you heard okay.
Like, not the wolf.
Like, the Wolfman. Like, the Wolfman.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
With
I really wish
Del Toro,
I could remember.
Was that, like, them? I don't think that was them.
I think it was. I don't think that was supposed to be the start of it. I think.
One of the Frankenstein movies? Because there's two of them.
It might have been one of the Frankenstein movies, yeah. But I know for sure that they tried to do some reshoots to tie. This Dracula mummy or this Dracula movie into The Mummy, and then it flopped and they're like, oh, okay, fuck that, never mind. So they completely ignored all the groundwork they reshot for to include Dracula because it did so poorly. They're like, never mind, it's not connected at all. We're gonna get a proper Dracula in here at some point.
You know, these fucking movie execs and these movie companies are gonna just totally ruin all this good faith that, like, Marvel has made. Like, oh, everything has to be interconnected and tied together. No, it doesn't, motherfucker. God damn
right.
it.
Well, I mean, that's what it is, man. If it's not tied to a franchise, how can they make, you know, more and more money off of it? So it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's terrible. Well, I mean, but, okay, so, like, Transformers, right? They don't have anything tied. Right, they're terrible. They're terrible movies. Yeah. They make fucking boatloads of money.
But, like, I mean, why? Did you see Optimus and Bumblebee going at it in the trailer?
God. Well, I mean, he's got to be the bad guy this time, right? I mean, he's got to be.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
If you live long enough as the hero, you see yourself turning into the villain, right?
But you have these, like, why that one franchise doesn't have anything else tied to it? It's just Transformers, you know, and make tons of money. Like, you can have sequels that mean nothing to each other. You know what I mean? Like, none of those sequels mean anything to each other. No one can remember the
plots.
Just
wait till they reboot Men in Black and they do a Men in Black Transformers crossover.
Oh, my God. Oh. Jeez. Yeah. Oh. God damn it.
Or maybe Fast and the Furious and Transformers crossover, since they're such Fast and Furious drivers. Like, the Autobots are the only ones that can handle their skills.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They're all just, they're driving around Autobots and stuff.
Or, you know what? The Autobots are sick of them ruining cars, so they declare war on the Fast and Furious cast.
Maybe that's why Dom is the bad guy in this next one, because he's, like, partnered up with the Decepticons or something, and the Autobots
The Rock strikes me as a real Autobot kind of guy. So,
totally. He's a stand-up guy.
Good call. But anyway, so the trailer for The Mummy came out, and as you were talking about, you fell down a rabbit hole of a Tom Cruise Tumblr where it says him running. I imagine he's going to be running a lot in this one, because when it looks at the trailer, I mean, it hit all the Tom Cruise, like, MI movie highlights. You know, it's him falling out of a plane in midair, him running. You know, he got shirtless for this trailer. He hasn't done that for a while, so it's good to see him putting the time back into the gym. And, you know, he's doing heroic shit, so it hit all his highlights. I mean, his last couple of movies, he's really kind of, I don't want to say dusted off his career, because, I mean, it's not like, you know, he's still a millionaire, you know, actor making movies and all that shit, but, I mean, he hit a real rut of some dog shit films for a while, but it kind of seems like he's buying into the Tom Cruise-iness of him being Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
You know what definitely. I mean? Like, he's,
you know,
kind of playing
Tropic
into
Thunder
the...
and, like...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he seems to be, like, having a little bit of fun, I guess it kind of feels like. So, like, Jack Reacher, I mean, dude, super good.
Oh, I see, now I haven't seen those, because, like, I was like...
Oh. No, 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 you should.
I can't believe he's a badass.
No, you should. You should. Tiny Tom Cruise is such a badass.
Oh, boy. All right, I'll have to give him a look.
Yeah, you should. Just the Jack Reacher. Yeah, I would. And, like, maybe the last three Mission Impossible movies.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, Ghost Protocol. That was the last one, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That one, I friggin' bought that movie only for the motorcycle scene. Because that scene, like, just pumps me up. It's so effing badass.
Right.
Like, oh my god, that's such a good shot in the beginning too, where he's jumping onto the plane and shit.
Yeah.
Like, those two.
Do you think you're
going to
feel the same way about the Vin Diesel underwater motorcycle scene in the new XXX movie that you do about the Tom Cruise motorcycle one?
No.
No. Not even
close.
No,
it'll be a different feeling.
Will it be enough to make you buy the movie when it comes out on DVD though?
No. No. No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, then I guess Tom Cruise is superior on a motorcycle.
Oh god, yeah. Although, I was watching the trailer, and the only thing I could think of during the trailer for The Mummy was, man, the CGI for Tom Cruise looks great. Like, when he gets out of the body bag, and I'm like, man, he looks like he's 25 years old. Like, it's amazing CGI.
You really think they CGI'd his body?
Oh,
you don't
God,
think that,
yeah.
that's him putting in the work?
Oh, yeah. No. Well, I mean, no, he puts in the work, yeah, because he's crazy, whatever. But they were like, all right, let's fix this up. Let's Chris Evans this shit.
No way.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I bet they did. Yeah.
No way.
I bet you did. He looks too good.
I believe like the big name actors, like, they put in the work to look that good. You know what I mean? Because like that's all you got to do.
Okay, so his age, he's like the same age as Hugh Jackman, right?
I think that's probably a fair guess.
Now,
Hugh Jackman
works out all the effing time, and when he works out, he's not like super smooth. He actually has veins and like. His muscles are defined and whatnot. Tom Cruise looks like a freaking CGI monster in that thing when he gets out of it. It's like, he looks like a baby, like a newborn deer, but like...
Well, but maybe, maybe he's just more of like a yoga guy, like the Woody Harrelson route, you know what I mean? Where he's shredded, but he's not veiny. Like, you know, RDJ, you know what I mean?
I don't know,
like,
he's
cut
puffy.
Up, but he's not veiny.
He's too puffy. You think
he's too puffy to be veiny, veiny, right?
No, he's puffy. It's maybe it's not HGH, it's something else, though.
What CGI. Can they do stem cells in Scientology? Is that allowed?
It's got science in the title, right? I mean, it should.
Oh yeah, true. All right, now I'm watching that exact scene right now.
Okay, yeah,
no,
see.
No, yeah, no. The reason he looks puffy is because, you know, he's got the old man like layer of flub over muscle.
Oh, okay.
Like there's a thin layer of that old guy. Like, that's where old man strength comes from. It's a thin layer of fat that surrounds the muscle. Like a sleeping bag of testosterone, and that's what makes old dudes so strong. So
it's,
I think that's what we're looking
CGI
at Tom Cruise. Because when he moves, like, there's a little bit of, like, elevator jiggle, like, in there. You know what I mean?
But everything, it's like a Snapchat filter, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't have anything on his body.
That's fair.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he is pretty hairless, too, isn't he?
It's like no moles, nothing.
Not a blemish.
No imperfections. It's like, okay,
well,
man.
Maybe Tom Cruise is just that perfect.
He might be. You know, he sold his soul for perfect skin, but he had to be short.
I'd take that, man. You know what?
You
make me 5'2". You give me pores like that. Yeah, we're good.
Oh, my God. No way.
What do you mean, no way? No. Dude, I'm not much fucking taller than he is now, and my skin sucks.
Oh, God.
I'd fucking take that deal.
He's got to be, what, 5'4", maybe?
If he's a Hollywood 5'4", he's probably really, like, what, like 5'2"?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think he's that short.
Well, Stallone's 5'4". Okay, when you Google Tom Cruise height, it says 5'7".
Okay, so he's 5'5".
Yeah. Yeah, Stallone's 5'4". Wesley Snipes is really little, too. I want to say he's only like 5'6".
Hmm.
Yeah. Boy, and they do frame Tom Cruise to look super tall.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, isn't like Jack Reacher supposed to be 6'5"? Like in the books? Like seriously, he's supposed to be a mountain of a man. He's supposed to be
Is
like
he supposed to be 6'5"?
Dude. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then
okay.
They got Tom Cruise. That's why I was like, ah.
Now I can see some of the, okay, yep. Now I can see a lot of the hate coming off that one. I had no idea he was supposed to be 6'5". That seems a bit silly casting Tom Cruise. But, okay, see the movies then. Just still see the movies.
Okay. Is it kind of like John Wick? Where it's
just so much action and ass kicking, you don't care what's
going
on.
Yeah, you don't care. Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. All right, I can get behind that.
It's just a visual orgasm of punching.
Yeah, I can try that.
Yeah, you should. It's well worth it. I'm going to actually sit down and watch Westworld, so we're going to start episode 1. Next week and, you know, try to blast through all through them in as little sittings as possible.
You haven't read anything about Westworld,
nope.
Right? Okay,
nope,
good.
I've avoided everything on purpose.
Don't read anything. Don't read anything.
So don't spoil myself. This is one I should keep as possible.
Because I want to, as you watch it, I just want you to, like, start, just, like, text me or whatever about your thoughts of what's going to happen and what's going on. But I won't spoil it for you because it's pretty awesome. So
I'm guessing I'm gonna be fairly off the mark, like, by
I don't think
whatever I guess.
No, I don't think you'd be off the mark, but there's a lot of ways it could go, and it's a lot of it's telegraphed, but it's weird, you don't see it coming.
Have to actively avoid spoilers on this, like, usually, like, I know what sites to avoid, but with Westworld being so popular, I mean,
oh yeah, no, I
dude,
mean, like,
fucking Yahoo is posting stories about this show like every week, practically.
Yeah, and I think that's the main part why it's so popular is because a lot of people are talking about it. Like, there's an active community talking about it. You know, like Reddit was blowing up with like, oh, this is how it's gonna go, this is where it's going, and like these are the possibilities. And I think that was a huge reason.
Something
why
gets
it
popular
was
on Reddit, you know, it's got to be hitting the right. Right notes.
The movie, that show is stellar. Like, it's pretty awesome. The acting, the visuals, everything. I like the existential part of it, like the whole idea of androids.
That might be the biggest
stuff.
Word we've ever dropped on the podcast right there. Congratulations. It's a lot of syllables, man.
You know, I'm surprised I got it right. I probably didn't. I'm sure my wife would be like, hey, moron.
Hey, stupid. Yeah.
But yeah, so that show is really good. Like, it's definitely
I'm looking forward to the top of the
year, one of the tops. But
we're gonna get on to that for the end of the year episode. We're gonna cover top shows and top movies and all that. So we're not forgetting about you guys for the end of the year. So still got a lot coming. But to keep rolling on some news here, I don't really know if it's news or if it's worth mentioning. Just a couple of small tidbits. Thanks to Luke Evans on Twitter, we got the first pick of Belle and Gaston together in the Beauty and Beast remake, the live action one they're doing. And again, I mean,
like,
she still just kind of looks bemused. Yeah, it looks just like
the
cartoon movie. Yeah, like
yeah,
shot
she
for shot.
Look
like
unhappy. I think that's. I don't know what they're going for.
I think they're gonna save her smile for like the last scene of the movie, and then when she smiles, it'll be like, oh my god! And everybody's gonna be so happy about it. We're just gonna cry.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't seen the Beauty and the Beast in, I don't know, probably 20 years, if not more. And so I don't know. I don't remember how it was. I know my sister watched it about a bazillion times, but...
Right. Yeah, my daughter, like, she's watched it, but it's not like, that's not one of her go-to movies, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Is Frozen her go-to movie?
No, she kind of bounces around. She really likes the show Teen Titans.
Oh god, yeah, Teen Titans,
which is great
gold.
Too, because I love that show. So I mean, it's awesome. Like, she wants to watch that and Gravity Falls like all the time. I'm like, cool. So we watch Gravity Falls a lot. Yeah, it's like that's a good choice.
Yeah, you don't get stuck with something terrible. Like
no,
sword,
she watches
Magic
all that
or...
during the daytime. Oh no, she likes that one too.
Oh god, I couldn't watch that one. I know it's a spinoff of Teen Titans or whatever, but
we don't watch a lot of like of the Cartoon Network shows that are actually not just because of the commercials, like the advertising. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, because it's constant toys.
Oh dude, it's just a bombardment. And now that it's Christmas time, fuck man.
Yeah, you almost need to kids. In the morning pause the channel
just to let it build up.
Yeah, so then you can like just DVR all the get rid of all the commercials and like
because
they ram that shit down your throat. you will buy this.
That's why I pay the extra money for Hulu commercial free. I don't mind it at all. It's so convenient and lovely. Because, watching Gotham is entertaining enough, but, it might make me pretty sour if I had to wait for commercials.
Why would you want to wait?
I don't know. It breaks the mood of the show, man. Yeah, it's just, let it flow. Just give
it to me. Noticed that, shows that I've watched, on TV again, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., when I have to wait each week for the show, it really throws off the flow. Like this whole binge watching thing is most likely that's the only way that I want to watch shows now, really.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
me
keep
too.
The narrative. You can keep everything's fresh in your mind. You know,
right.
You don't forget stuff. You don't have to be like, what happened last week?
So every Marvel show that's come out, like the day it's come out, I've watched the entire season.
Like
as soon
movie.
As it's available at 5 o'clock in the morning, I get up at 5 and I watch it until it's done.
Yeah.
Because I just love to do it. Yeah, probably a little nuts. but it's so awesome to do when we go like that, because it's almost like you're reading 13, hour-long comic books, essentially, and it's just like, I just want to keep going.
Yeah.
I want to stop.
Keep flipping that page.
Yeah, exactly. You got to keep scratching that itch, man.
Yeah.
They got you. Fucking sucked you right in. Well, keeping the superhero realm a little bit, Arthur Darvill has mentioned he'd maybe like to play young Dumbledore. For those of you unaware, he was Rory in Doctor Who. He is also Rip Hunter on Legends of Tomorrow. I know you're not really up on the CW DC shows, which a couple of them you should be.
Yeah.
Because they're highly entertaining. But he wouldn't be, I think for Dumbledore, they're probably just to match Johnny Depp, because some people think he's a quote marquee actor, they're right. Gonna try to get someone who's got a little bit of weight behind him in Hollywood, but they could shake it up a bit and go with someone a little bit unknown, because Michael Gambon, he's a very great actor, but he's not there's no really really huge actors already in the Harry Potter universe,
right?
So it wouldn't really be
they're more
great tradition
days,
if they
right.
went with someone kind of Yeah, it'd be younger days. He kind of looks like Dumbledore. He's got the nose a bit. He can act. So it wouldn't be the worst choice, I guess. But if you had to pick one, are there any names leaping to mind where you're no, this is definitely Dumbledore?
No. Well,
who do you think?
Okay, so Jared Harris.
Really?
Yeah, because
okay.
His cadence is just like his father's. Really. And he's a tremendous actor. And
he is really good.
The age. Of Johnny Depp ish, plus Dumbledore at the time is gonna have a beard, he's gonna be teaching at Hogwarts essentially.
And then he's 55 now though. If they picked him to do it, by the time they filmed all five of these movies, he would probably be pretty fucking old, like Dumbledore was when the Harry Potter stuff. That would work.
It would work, and it would be like a lot of people who loved Harris's Dumbledore more than the other guy. I forget his name.
Richard Harris.
Harris
over Michael Gambon. Yeah,
yeah. A lot of people like him as the definitive Dumbledore. And it would be nice to.
Well, it's because Richard Harris, he was more like Dumbledore from the books. Michael Gambon, he made no bones about he's I never read the books. He's I just read the lines and I played them how I would. Why Dumbledore screams at Harry and the Goblet of Fire, and it was whoa, what, bitch?
I personally like him better, just because he is more vocal or whatever.
He felt powerful. Definitely felt like someone who could go toe-to-toe with Voldemort,
Yeah.
He felt stronger. Richard Harris, by the time, number two was around, he thought a good fart would knock him over.
he was up there. So,
Yeah.
Yeah, when you have worries about that, when you're starting a full series, maybe he's a little too old. Another guy I thought about is Ian Glenn from Game of Thrones. Is it Ian Glenn? Ian? Ian?
Who does he play?
He's the Khaleesi's bitch. He's in Love, Khaleesi.
Oh!
It's Jorah Mormont.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he would be awesome.
That's a really solid choice, man.
Yeah, I think he'd be
dude. Good. Yeah,
he's, you know, he's physical. He's
a big dude too, man.
But he's also really big guy. He can play. He's softer. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like Dumbledore can be is softer. He can play either one of those Dumbledores if he really wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not a huge name, but people know him. Well, sort of for the most part.
Right.
Even
though we were guessing at his name.
Yeah, like, who the fuck? How do you say his name? God damn it. But yeah, no, but I mean,
it's
really
pronounced
like
Ian, isn't it? Even though it's spelled a little non-American, right?
Oh. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
assuming.
Ian. It's got to be Ian.
I butcher names left and right anyway. But
yeah, we're going to go with Ian. And if anyone would care to correct us, please do.
Yeah.
At Adams Nerds on Twitter. Well, I mean, I like him. Like, I don't, there's nobody in my mind that I think I could pick to play young adult. Like, no one really leaps to mind for me that I'm just like, that's an obvious choice. Like, I have to really sit down and think about it because there's just no one obvious to me. I don't see it. And yeah. It might just be me sticking with, like, the fact that, you know, I'm really hating fucking Johnny Depp and I don't want to see anyone I really like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe get caught up in his quagmire of fucking overacting or not giving a shit, you know, whichever Johnny Depp shows up for this.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think he'll be reined in enough, you know.
On a franchise this big?
I think he'll be good as a villain. I think he'll be good as a villain.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, how'd you put it? Scumbag in real life, scumbag on film.
Right, yeah.
Something to that effect.
Yeah, he'll be good. Yeah, he'll be good.
Right. He'll be all right.
He'll be good.
Pretty sure he can play a real dickhead.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? It's tough because you have these two Dumbledores. Both of them are very good.
Yeah.
You know, you want to have one that's your favorite, and you try to pick an actor that can – most professional actors can do those guys. You know, they can act.
Yeah.
Them. It's just whether the director decides, oh, no, I need more, or, you know, like – you know, these actors can do it. They can copy these people. You know, it's just like – and once they put the beard on and they get the cape and, you know, the wizard robes and stuff, I mean, you'll be like, that's my Dumbledore. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Okay, stick with me here. He's younger than Ian Glenn. He's got blue eyes like Dumbledore. He's a big guy. And if he could be reined in to play the role, it could be interesting. Nicolas Cage.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
You put a beard on him, you know what I mean, right?
Oh my God, no.
He can act.
No.
He can act.
He can. But I don't
Everybody
want...
forgets that, like, sleep. You may not remember Nicolas Cage from the 90s? Dude.
I don't want three movies in for him to change his accent.
Oh, God, I do. All right, you're right, maybe not. But I mean,
but
really,
they
like,
just explain it. Oh, it's
like,
just magic.
He gets one good franchise under his belt, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's back. Like, you know, maybe this is it.
I don't know.
Maybe someone just has to take a leap of faith on
Nick
Mr.
Cage
Nicolas
has to
Cage.
Do the meta thing to get back. You know, he has to.
Does he need, like, a JCVD kind of show, like a JCV
show
Johnson
about
show?
Yeah. Where he's just like, yeah, I'm crazy. Bees. You know, and just like, yeah, it goes nuts.
Would that be like, could they make him like, you know, like a beekeeper? I forget the actual name. Like, that's his, like the Nicolas Cage reality show where he's a beekeeper, but he keeps his bees in his mouth behind his teeth.
But he has to have, like, for every episode or every show, he has to scream.
Oh, that's
for, like,
a given.
5 minutes.
Yeah. Punch a bear.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe not Nicolas Cage. You have a point, yeah. I'll have to give some thought about that shit and see who would be good Dumbledore.
In an alternate universe, I'm sure he is Dumbledore. You know, like,
right, yeah.
Like a Morty thing where it's like everything is, you know, everything is happening in the multiverse. So.
Yeah. I mean, somewhere, you know, I'm Spider-Man. Somewhere you're Spider-Man. You know what I mean?
Oh, hell yeah.
Right? How awesome would that should be?
In some other universe, I got
Spider-Man
bitten
for a little bit.
Yeah, I got bitten by a radioactive spider, and I'm Spider-Man.
Right? Yeah. What?
That'd be awesome.
I wonder what the universe would be like where one of us is the Rock.
Oh, Lord.
Like, how weird would that shit be?
Now, do we have our own mannerisms? Like, we have our own mannerisms, but we're The Rock.
No, I think...
Or are we, like...
Do we I think look it's like just us. Yeah, you basically, like, The Rock just puts us on as a suit. And we shave our, like, and I would shave my head, too. And we're just, you know what I mean? I think that would be it. Like, God. Or maybe, or then another universe, yeah, it would be us, you know, as we are now, just jacked like The Rock.
Yeah.
The possibilities, man, they're limitless.
And just as charismatic. That would be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, obviously. You know, obviously.
Obviously. Come on.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of weird shit, 20th Century Fox on Sir Ridley Scott's birthday tweeted out a nice little message to him, and it looks like what we could presume is a behind-the-scenes photo from Alien Covenant, since they hashtagged it Alien Covenant. And it looks like, to me, the very first space jockey we're introduced to in the first Alien movie.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think? Or is that just... It looks like... Am I just drawing that connection on my own?
Well, I'm... Okay, so... you might be, because they might just be like, oh no, it's a different planet.
Right.
You know? I'm like, fuck you. Seriously.
Was that your problem with Prometheus? Is because it was a different planet, so that's why they could look different, and, like, the different...
Well, the different planet, and then the scientists being complete dipshits, and the geology
so
guy
stupid.
Who mapped out everything with the technology, didn't know where to
go. And
the
one guy's like, oh, I'm just going to go touch this creepy snake-like shit. It's like, what, you're going to do what, dude?
I'm going to touch a snake vagina and, like, oh my God, if it does anything. It's on an alien planet. First time we've seen alien life.
Right.
Let's just touch it. Oh, and we're going to take our helmets off because our readings are, oh, it's Earth-like in here. What? Yeah. Shut the fuck up. God, man. Oh, just because it's Earth-like doesn't mean it doesn't have diseases that you've never even seen. Yeah. You know, like, oh, God. So it was just so dumb, and I'm just like, I kept slinking in my chair. I'm just like, oh, fuck, no.
Like,
come on.
You didn't want anybody else to that you knew to see you there watching that movie?
Oh, God damn it. What the fuck?
Just hiding in shame like a guy for the first time in a porn
theater,
like in Florida.
Because I was so excited for it. So excited for it. Oh, my God. And it was just like, yeah, this is going to be badass. It looks badass. It's Ridley Scott. Amazing. Yep. You know?
Mm-hmm.
No. No. It looked
You didn't even like the end when Noomi Rapace was fighting like the quasi, you know, xenomorph thing, and she had to do the whole like where she had to do surgery on herself, and then, dude, like that whole last sequence, like it was nonsensical, but it was pretty fucking awesome to watch.
No, yeah, okay, so the med pod scene,
yeah,
I mean, that's some serious body horror shit going on. I
super
mean, that was,
cool though.
Yeah, it was super cool. And like the visuals and the suits and the designs of everything, absolutely gorgeous. And,
even
the
cast, too.
Yeah, cast
it's
is great.
Really good cast. Yeah.
But then just all this nonsensical bullshit that apparently no one asked. Like, you know, hey, Ridley, should we be taking off our helmets here? Should we really? No, they just keep going with it. It's like, come on, man. Don't you have an assistant that's like, hey, I'm reading this script here. They're supposed to touch this vagina snake? You know? Like, and then it attacks the guy?
I don't think they had an actual scientist on set as a technical advisor.
Right.
Like, someone would be like, what if they had Neil deGrasse Tyson on set? And he's like, no, motherfucker, you wouldn't touch that. What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you
Nobody
doing?
Nobody would get off the ship for like a month. Get back on there.
Right, yeah.
You open a hatch.
And
you're just going for a walk.
Stuff,
what the fuck?
That stuff can work. You know, it can totally work.
Yeah.
It's easy. You just have to explain it. Be like, listen, we're going to sit. We've got our enough provisions. We're waiting it out. And there's, like, these massive storms that happen. And they're, like, it's really simple. I just don't understand why people can't just, why can't you just write it correctly?
Well, because then there's no movie, man. Nobody wants to watch these guys hanging out for a month.
No, but you're not watching.
Oh, yeah, but they could skip. Yeah, there's all sorts of ways they could cheat.
But montages are awesome. Everyone loves a montage.
They help explain a lot of shit.
A science montage. Come on, man.
Yeah. I would love to see a science montage in a movie. I don't. Okay, well, maybe.
They're like looking at the microscope, and then they've got like they're mixing the things in the tubes.
Yeah. They have a little centrifuge going to spin everything up and all that.
And
they're high-fiving.
They do the high-five, and then they're always doing they do the stroke the beard, and they're like, yep. And then they do the head nods, like, yep.
Could they do part of the dance scene from that part of the Breakfast Club where they're all in the library?
Yeah.
dancing it out.
Well, they got a month and they're in space, you know, or whatever, they're on this planet and they can't do anything, so.
Why wouldn't they just smoke pot and dance around?
Hell yeah. Because they're just waiting for results from their science. Yeah.
You're in space. It's not going anywhere. Just hang out.
Although I probably said this before, but like one of the best excuses for the Prometheus people being so dumb is they're so dependent on technology that the future race has.
So is it a bit like just, Idiocracy in that point?
Right. Then? They're just kind of like, well, you know, this thing mapped out the place for me. It's going to tell me where to go. Oh, now it's not working. Ah, damn it. I don't know how to, you know, I don't know how to read a compass, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's kind of.
Well, you know, it. Yeah. There you got to go with the mind fuck again, man. Just dragging it right back around.
See, now like, now the movie was really good. Come on.
Yeah. I'm going to go watch it again in preparation for Alien Covenant and then the other Alien movie that's coming back around the other end.
I'm super confused about what's going on with these movies. Although well, it's going to have James Franco and connect. Danny McBride, so.
James Franco is in the other one?
No, he's in the Covenant one.
What?
James Franco and Danny McBride are in that movie.
I know Apparently Danny McBride's in it, but...
It's going to be a comedy now. It's a rewrite.
What?
Yeah. You didn't hear that? No. Yeah, so James Franco and Danny McBride are now... Well, Danny McBride's been in it, but James Franco is now tied to Alien Covenant.
Alien Covenant or the Neil Blomkamp one?
I don't know. This is
Oh, no, it says Covenant.
So.
Oh, so it's the Ridley Scott one.
Yeah.
James Franco's in it. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, who's he playing? What's he playing? Maybe he's a space jockey. Who knows?
He's got a person name here, so he's probably playing a dude. Damn. Billy Crudup's in it, too.
Also, fucking Fassbender Franco. Has two androids in it. He's Walter and David.
David, so, yeah.
But Walter's the other guy.
Pace is showing like she's in it, too. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not happy. I was not aware of Franco in that movie at all, but boy, that just made it a lot worse, in my opinion.
Well, what if he's just, like, signed up to be chest fodder for chest hugger?
No, I don't even want to see his stupid face. No.
Damn.
Yeah. No. Ugh. Fucking Franco. Man.
Yeah, I'm sorry I ruined that for you.
Oh, I know. I was like, I'll just skip Covenant and just go right to the Neil Blomkamp one where it's going to be Hicks and Ripley. They're going to retcon the last few that sucked and just ignore them. They're going to do the Fox X-Men trick.
Yeah. It worked once and then they screwed it up the second time.
Yeah. Hopefully they can do it properly the third time.
What, with Logan?
Yeah.
Is it Logan? Yeah.
Logan, and then, you know, however they're going to reshift it, then the other Deadpool movie and everything else. So, how about Deadpool getting nominated for a Golden Globe? I mean, I know it's only a Golden Globe, but for Best Picture and Ryan Reynolds for Best Actor? Like, what?
Did that happen? Did that really happen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're pulling my leg, aren't you?
No.
No way.
I am not. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that fucking happened.
How many people do they allow in the nominations now? 30?
I'm not sure. I think he might get bonus points for abs, and I mean, he gets double bonus points for getting plugged up the butt with a strapper in Deadpool, and that is an award nominated. Yeah. Actually, is this one now? Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, Best Actor, Golden Globe.
Wow.
Now, I'm not hating on it because I happen to love Deadpool, but it seems odd.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean. maybe they'll show the tiny hand scene. That'll be the reference, you know, for the when they show the nominations and like.
Yeah. Then he farts on Blind Alan, says hashtag drive by. That'll be the scene they show when he right before he accepts the award for best actor.
Oh god. Yeah, that'll be perfect.
I can't wait. I mean, I normally don't really pay attention to awards and all that, but I
seriously
was aware of that and was like,
what do you think? Like, if he got. You know how they show the, like, clip, whatever, of the movie. Which clip are they going to show?
None.
It's got to be ones where he's like, oh, I just got
acting.
Cancer, and, you know.
Yeah. But he says fuck every other word in that movie. It's going to be really hard to put something together.
Yeah.
Maybe at the very end, when she takes the Hugh Jackman paper off his face, they get a little laugh on it, but a little bit of drama, too, and, you know, they're dropping the love on each other.
Yeah, actually, that would probably be the best part. Or the cartoons. Yeah. I like the cartoon one with a little.
Yeah, that'll be good too. Yeah, they're all fucking each other.
Yeah.
Stop being so uptight, America.
Have you seen Sausage Party?
No.
No way. You haven't seen it? All right, you have to see it.
Okay. Is that a recommendation?
Yes, it is a recommendation.
All right. Yeah. All right. Okay, I'll see it.
Yeah. Just the last 10 minutes of it alone.
I've seen the picture up for rent on Amazon, almost every day, but I have not committed to it yet.
Take the plunge. Take the plunge. Okay. I'm sure you'll like it.
I will do so. Okay.
Yeah, the last 10 minutes is freaking hilarious.
The last 10 minutes alone are worth it?
Well, I mean, yeah, the rest of the movie's good too, but the movie's, it's hilarious.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to check that shit out. So speaking of, Rogue One is coming out in the next couple days as we record this. I know I'm going to go see it opening weekend. I don't think you're in as much of a rush. Not even after seeing the trailer? You're not really stoked to...
I'm going to see it opening weekend. I just don't want... I'm not going to do, Thursday, Friday. Probably do, a Saturday or Sunday, maybe. I don't know. It depends.
I like a good matinee on one of those 2 days to weed out a lot of crowds.
Yeah, I like going... For something like this, I'd like to go when there's more, families.
Yeah.
it's weird. Because they seem to get into it more.
Although they enjoy the movie more.
Yeah, they enjoy the movie more. Yeah. Or Thursday night, you'll get the cheers or whatever.
Or, but there'll be a random, fucking 12 assholes scattered through. They're like, I don't believe that. That shouldn't happen. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, you've got,
those pricks.
Yeah, you got us sitting in the audience, But they're all with their friends, I'd rather see, a matinee or whatever.
That's pretty fair.
I'm super stoked for Rogue One.
Especially now Jimmy Smits is back in the mix.
Yeah, how they're pulling him in as the dad,
I love it.
A little tie in there. Just the way it looks, just the looks alone makes me want to see it.
It looks like some Private Ryan level fucking war shit, doesn't it?
Yeah. But Star Wars.
Yeah.
Right? The look of it, I'm even kind of digging the new soundtrack. I know it's not John Williams, but I mean it's pretty cool too. And I'm interested to see all the tie-ins. I know the average moviegoer isn't, but I want to see the little bits and pieces tied into the previous Star Wars and the prequels and the sequels and all that stuff. And
And all the offshoot stuff now that Disney's in charge and everything.
Yeah, I think that's it makes it more. It might even make Star Wars better.
Yeah,
Star Wars is amazing, but A New Hope obviously. It could be even better.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I was not in a really big rush to go out and see it opening weekend because I figured it's a prequel. It's a story we all know already. What could they really put in there to surprise us? But apparently. There are some spoilers in there to where you're going to want to see it opening weekend because, you're going to be upset if word gets out about something. So, a couple people have already seen the movie promise there's some pretty big surprises in there. So there should be a couple of spoilers in here where people have said everything's all connected. So I'm not sure if they're alluding to something happened in The Force Awakens or what, but they're going to try to sneak in a couple of surprises, so...
Yeah,
I guess now I have to go out opening weekend and see it. I was not in a huge rush, but now all of a sudden I am in a huge rush. So, well done, Star Wars people.
Right. Yeah, I have read a bunch of reviews and they said, "Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that we don't want to spoil." I'm like, "Oh, come on, man."
Damn it.
But yeah.
It's embargoed though too, isn't it? And usually that's kind of a bad sign if no official reviews are allowed to be out, especially this close to the movie coming out. But is it just because they don't want to spoil anything that they're doing?
No, you think? Well, there's all the reviews are out now.
Oh, so they have started rolling through.
Oh
now?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, and it's I don't know. There's a. It's definitely not going to score as high as The Force Awakens.
Yeah. It's a completely different movie though. It looks like a war movie.
It's a little more adult. It's a little more bleak.
Very much so.
You know, it's not as happy.
Most people you're looking at might die in this movie.
Right. Yeah. Many Bothans died. Well, maybe not this.
Right.
But yeah. yeah, it's not the same nostalgia that you get with a Force Awakens or whatever. And
right, because it's Star Wars, but these are people like we don't know yet, so it's very like it's new territory for them. This is all unproven. So
yeah, I mean, imagine if they hadn't thrown in Darth Vader.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you'd be like, who the fuck are these people? I have no idea. Like, why am I going to go see this? They probably have to explain way more. Because I have also read reviews where they kind of just throw you into it. You know? And you're like,
there's no nudge into it. They just drop you right in the middle of shit.
Yeah. Because, nice. You know, there's no crawl.
Yeah. You know, really? No crawl?
There is no crawl.
Wow.
So, yeah, you know, you'd think they'd have one for this one so they could be like, the Empire is making the Death Star.
For every Star Wars movie, they should have the crawl.
Yeah. Apparently they're not doing it for these Star Wars stories.
So Yoda, Boba Fett, Han Solo, nothing. They're not getting the crawl either?
Yeah, I don't think so. Wow. So I think that's one way to separate them, you know.
Interesting.
From the other main canon.
Do you think they try to Marvel it and cram in like a mid-credits or post-credits scene?
They might. I don't know about Rogue One. I don't think Rogue One has one. It might, right. But maybe
with some of the other ones.
Maybe some of the other ones they might do that. But like, if like with this one, there is no sequel. You know,
right?
You know, like the sequel is the star is
Episode Four. One. Yeah, right.
You know, which supposedly this goes right into, or like it's like 10 minutes before.
Damn.
So like, you know how at the beginning of New Hope, Princess Leia is trying to outrun the Star Destroyer with Vader on it.
Yeah.
You know, it probably leads right into that, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the whole Vader thing is just going to be like, you know, that's going to be amazing.
Now my juices are flowing.
Yeah, like, every time I see him, I'm like, God damn it, he better be amazingly badass.
Yeah. Is it Hayden Christensen in the bodysuit?
I thought so.
In the Vader suit, yeah?
I thought so.
But it is James Earl doing the voice, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the only role Hayden can play. It's a guy in a mask. Just, you know, not saying anything.
I don't. Is he still acting? Like,
I don't know. Maybe on like Hallmark.
Is that his profession still? Actor? Oh, he had a bit of a dry spell for a while. From 2010 to 2014, there was nothing.
Yikes.
And then in 2014, there was two movies. 2015, he had one. And then two for 2017, but no, he is not listed for Rogue One at all, so I don't think he's in this bitch.
Huh.
Aw, poor Hades.
Yeah, that poor guy. It sucks when you suck at your profession.
Yeah, but he's so tall and handsome, though.
Right. Yeah, it's too bad he only had 2 out of 3, right?
Right.
He couldn't act.
Yeah, it sucks.
I don't know, he should be able to find a place someplace. You know,
I'm sure he can. I mean, he was in. He did a movie with Nicolas Cage called Outcast, where they both played. Crusading knights.
Right, you made me watch that. That's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate you
it, for it. I mean, but no. Okay, was that not just a ridiculous amount of piss on Hayden Christensen? Like when they pulled back.
Yes.
It was way too much.
Yeah.
Like the guy peed for maybe 15, 20 seconds, but there was a gallon of fluid on Hayden Christensen.
The props guy was just trying to make sure his job is secure.
You know? Like, maybe he really peed the bucket, and he's like, fucking Christensen, he just dumped it all over him.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Hayden Christensen pulled the Christian Bale thing from Terminator, was screaming at a guy for fixing a light, and so he's like, I'll take that from Bale. I'm not taking that from fucking Hayden Christensen. Yeah. I'm pissing on this guy.
Oh God! Yeah, I totally forgot about that Christian Bale thing where he's just like going ape shit on that guy.
What the fuck are you doing? Yeah, screaming at the guy. It's like, well, settle down here, dude.
Well, that's a little too method there, Christian.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah,
rail it back.
Like, what do they say? People who go method can't really act. Is that the?
yeah, something like that.
Isn't that it? Yeah. I like all these stories of Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Because apparently, like, it's pretty easy for him to have fun on set because, you know, the guy, you know, not that anybody on the show, on The Walking Dead isn't, like, a real actor, but, I mean, it seems, like, more like a real actor to me to where he's always, like, he seems like he's smiling, having fun, all that stuff, and then when it comes time to be serious, you know, he's doing it. Like, so there are all these stories where in between takes, like, Andrew Lincoln, like, apparently, he likes Stan, like, in real rugged Rick, like, fucked up character, but Jeffrey Dean is always cracking jokes and shit, like, kind of fucking with him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's interesting. But so we had two episodes since we last recorded Sing Me a Song, which I thought for sure Carl was getting fucked up in. And then the mid-season finale, Heart Still Beating, where a lot of people got fucked up in.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the way the season ended there?
What you mean with all the head nods and the
yeah.
Yeah. that scene reminded me of the scene, it's a Family Guy episode where they're making fun of Star
yes.
Wars. Yeah.
Everybody nods at each other.
Where it's like, you know, it's got the John Williams score and everyone's like, womp.
Yep.
You know, they're just, yeah.
Yeah.
It was still, even though that's kind of ridiculous, it was still a good scene because you're like, oh, not the whole gang, obviously. But the rest of the gang is finally seeing each other after everything
right.
that had happened. You know, in the right. whole Daryl and Rick thing, you're like, oh my God.
Why didn't they kiss?
Yeah, I thought for sure.
Like, I'm not fucking around. Why didn't they kiss? Or are they saving Jesus and Daryl for each other?
Oh, probably.
You know what I mean?
Although that's too much hair, man.
No, dude, are you kidding? That'd
be
so
pretty.
You'll
be able to see their faces, just hair everywhere. Just like,
that's fine. One's greasy, the other one's pretty clean. And it's like a sexy piece of Velcro. They're going to stick to each other.
Oh, God.
But, dude, I thought for sure, like, especially, like, you know, from whatever Chandler Riggs' dad had said on Facebook and Instagram about his kid being free, I thought for sure he was going to get killed. So apparently they're not killing Carl off, so... Everybody is way off base about that one.
Yeah.
But then, where does Negan find a tailor for his pants in the zombie apocalypse? Because them sluts are tighter than fuck. He wears the tightest jeans. They're so tight.
That's the style in the apocalypse. Okay?
They are so tight.
They have
dude.
To be tight. They gotta be.
They're painted on. His jeans are painted on. I don't even think they're denim. There's some kind of fucking saran wrap that just
yeah,
morphs
really
to him with
pants.
Like a heat gun. Yeah, he's not really wearing pants. They're so tight. Like, that's what I want to know. Like, in this shit, like, did he find the one tailor and he's like, I got something for you to do, sir. You're gonna measure me up and fit my jeans.
Yeah, seriously. Like, did you save all your jeans from wherever you came from and this is what you
right.
got?
Yeah.
You know?
They're so tight.
I could see a tailor, though. I mean, the way he treats everybody else around the place, he could easily have a tailor. I mean,
he's definitely got a tailor or a retainer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just...
And he's got an iron. He definitely has an iron, so ironing's not an issue.
Yeah.
So. Maybe he does all his own ironing.
Yeah.
That's how he gets those creases.
Now, the part when Daryl handed Rick the gun, I mean, was that supposed to come off as phallic?
Oh, yeah.
Or is that just me?
There's a lot of homoeroticism going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, well, because the look on Rick's face, like, he looked like he was rock hard when he got his gun back. And I'm like, Rick just got his dick back. He's ready to go fight now. And then, sure enough, in the trailer, he's like, we need to go kill this piece of shit. It's like, there you go, he got his big dick back. He's ready to go.
Yeah, it seems like they went super slow for the first
yeah.
eight episodes, which is what mm-hmm. Walking Dead does, right?
Yeah.
They super slow build, and then the last
right.
eight episodes, or how many ever episodes are left, they're just going to be all out just...
It's all nitrous, yeah.
Yeah, nitrous, yeah, exactly. That's the way to yep. describe it right there. It's going to be... Cause it seems like, oh, maybe they're going to take two seasons to do all-out war. No,
they
motherfucker.
Should.
It's starting
yeah.
next freaking week or whatever, you know,
yeah.
the next, you know... Yeah, like that's yeah.
and that's already that's already a Whisperer boot, right? The mysterious boot they showed a couple of times in the episode.
Yeah, I mean, it's either that or maybe someone from the beachside community.
Really?
Because I would assume that's the only
yeah.
way to get guns is the beachside community.
Yeah.
Because they don't have any weapons, and Ezekiel, I don't know how many weapons they have, but like the beachside community,
they got a bunch of sharpened sticks and
a
you know hockey pads,
store of like weapons, you know.
Yeah.
So and Negan doesn't know about them, so
yeah.
Hopefully, it's something like that ties it in. But do you see that on the next episode, whatever trailer they had the picture of the Whisperer that looked like a friggin' looked like had spikes coming out of it.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, nitrous, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, they're hitting the gas on this one. So, you know, And Jeffrey Dean, Jeffrey Dean's already confirmed, like, you know, I was hoping, like, since he already confirmed he's been around season 8, like, you know, maybe, like, they are going to stretch it out. But like you said, like, well, maybe they're going to gun up to the point of war, and then that'll be where the season ends, is they're about to go to war. Like what Game of Thrones did, you know what I mean? Like, they're building to the war, and then the next season will be the war. And then that way season 9 could be, you know, all the whispers. I don't know. Yeah, it's crazy what they
might be ramping it up, though, because their ratings went down, like, 8 million viewers.
Yeah, but it's still the most watched show on TV. Like, or is that not good enough for executives to think?
I don't think so. I don't think it's ever good enough. No, like, it's never good enough. Yeah, I mean, if they do, what, All Out War, maybe the last couple episodes, and then go into next season?
Yeah.
You know, like, kind of a mix it that way. And that'll make up for leaving everyone with a cliffhanger this last season.
Well, how do they end the season, though? I mean, because they pretty much alluded to the fact that they realized they can't do cliffhangers anymore because they pissed off so many people. So what's a good stopping point for this season, then? To leave a cliffhanger enough to where it's not really a cliffhanger, but it feels like a completed season. Do Rick and the gang defeat the Saviors, and then they tease the Whisperers more?
How many episodes do they have left? Is it just 8? Or, you know, is it... Because the way they're rushing into this war thing, they could easily do the all-out war in the second half. But if you're going to rush to the Whispers, I don't know. Maybe that's what they want to do. Maybe that's... But then they're going to end up getting ahead of the comics.
Do you think that's the point? Like, are they trying to work ahead, like what Game of Thrones did, just to be able to tell, like, fresher, like, stories and do what they want without people freaking out?
Yeah, that might actually be a good idea too, because like then they are a little more free to do, you know, if they want to off a character or change a character's arc easier, you know, or maybe kill off Rick. I don't know. Show can
Kirkman
survive.
Has said that. That Carl could essentially step in for Rick.
I don't think the show would survive if that happened.
Yeah, they have 8 episodes left. You're right.
Yeah,
and they come back on February 12th, and there's 8 episodes left.
It just seems weird that they could rush to the war. They could, and then go to the Whisperers next year. That could be the cliffhanger. Like you said,
I think they're definitely going to do 10 seasons. So then season 9 and 10 will just be new territory then, essentially.
Well, you could do a whole season of the Whisperer War and having Negan, you know.
Well, that'd be all 8. So then season 9 would be.
So after the All Out War, it's like 2 years. In the comics, it's like 2 years, right? After that.
Of them just living,
Of just living.
Yeah. Right?
So I don't know. I don't know where they want to go with this. Like, like you said, they might just do the build up to war, start the war next year, do the war, the whole thing. Season 9 could be Whisperers.
Yep, and then 10.
10 could be.
However they want to diverge from the books,
living?
I guess.
Living?
Yeah. <You know>? Question mark? Yeah. Like, they run out of zombies. It's like, what the fuck do we do now? You know what I mean?
Come to find out, they're actually in Zombie World, and it's like the offshoot of Westworld, and they're hosts and guests, and they don't even know that. Most of them.
What if it takes place in the future, and this is it turns out Trump was the start of whatever created all the zombies.
Oh God, yeah, it might be.
Right. That is going to be like what they say. It'll be like Biff's future from Back to the Future 2.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll just be a total hellscape, but right, he'll have a nice tower and like tons of money. And
everything's going to be gold.
Yeah.
So bigly, dude. So bigly. Speaking of bigly, Marvel got really bigly the past couple days by dropping trailers. First off, I don't know which one you're more excited for. I have a feeling you're really excited for Marvel vs. Capcom and Infinite, as am I.
Well, okay, so...
or are you not that excited for it?
I freaking love Marvel vs. Capcom, but fucking hate the cel-shaded garbage. I hate it. Fucking hate it. Ah, God, I want sprites so bad.
So you want to go old school with your Marvelous Capcom then?
Yeah, and I want the shitty music, and you know, I want 2D sprites. I freaking love the 2D sprites.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll play it. I like it. So I mean.
Yeah, I mean, why not, right?
I like the characters. I like the fighting style. I like how you can pick the three characters. You know, and it's kind of like Tekken Tag Tournament.
Yeah, kind of thing. It is. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I really miss the sprites. I really do. Yeah.
Just a 2D guy, man. You just want to just.
Well, I mean,
remember?
Just because they were so well done. They were so yeah. well done. You know.
Yeah.
And they were all iconic. Like Captain America looked like. Freaking Captain America from the comics.
Looked like Captain
you know?
America right from
but
the
now,
comic. Yeah,
now
sure
everything,
did.
Now everything is more movie based, and you know it fits in.
Well, at least we get to know what Captain Marvel's going to look like in the movie, though.
Right, yeah, she's going to go Super Saiyan. You know, Dragon yep. Ball Z with her hair and everything. Well, they already said like who was it? Kevin Feige. He's like, well, she can punch a hole in the moon or and something. He like
she,
mentioned
she
that.
Is going to she's going to be the most powerful being in the Marvel universe today.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Well, who do you think is going to beat Thanos?
Right.
Right. You know.
Yeah. You're looking at her.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. And then when Doc Strange shows up with the X-Men or the Fantastic Four.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe Deadpool. Who knows?
Yeah, that would be awesome too.
But the really big news are the two trailers that came out. Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
Yeah.
Hit. So what do you think about the Volume 2 trailer so far? Everything we've seen.
It's freaking amazing. It's awesome.
Right. Do you think this one breaks a billion based on what we've seen in the trailer?
Yeah, I mean because it's the sequel to Guardians, definitely. You know,
Baby Groot alone, right? You think that's going to carry it through?
Because I mean, look at Doc Strange, what he's doing.
Monster
like, 700, 800,
yeah,
you know, around there, and that's usually you know
yeah,
the first movie usually does that, and then if it you know gains a following or if it's really good, then more people will see it. But
right.
You know, like Captain America, Civil War. What did it do? Mm-hmm. 1.3 or whatever? So,
yeah
definitely a billion. And everyone loves Guardians of the Galaxy.
What was your favorite part of the trailer?
Oh, my God. The freaking banter. Just the banter between the characters. The writing itself is awesome. It's just great. I mean, but don't get me wrong. I freaking love the visuals. It reminds me so much of Heavy Metal. You know, the heavy
right?
metal, the graphic
Dude.
Novels and all that stuff. I grew
the
up
The big
on
battle
that
scene
stuff.
When they're just talking and there's that gigantic battle going on behind them.
Yeah, and he's just like, I don't have any tape. What do you mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, And it's just,
The
visuals are just so awesome. I really wish there was more, like, out there movies. You know, kind of like, I was watching Excalibur, the 80s movie.
Yeah.
For some reason, that movie is just, it's so out there and weird. I just wish there was more weird movies. You know, like fantasy epics and just weird
what
stuff.
About, what was that one, Crawl? Remember Crawl?
Oh, freaking love Crawl. It's just so out there. It's just
like that, like one of those weird ones where it's like, but it was just, it's so good.
Yeah, you know. But like Guardians is kind of like that. There's a lot of weird stuff going on and the visuals alone. Like
I think that's why Doctor Strange, like maybe too, because like it's Marvel, but it's different enough to where there was a lot of weird, like weird new stuff going on to see and everything.
Yeah.
But Drax at the end, when Mantis is talking to Star Lord, he's just losing his mind.
You're right.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, Dave Bautista. He's coming around, man. He's gotten really good.
He's the whole reason I watch Kickboxer Vengeance. And for those of you who would like to go back and watch that movie, I tweeted it as I watched it with some thoughts. It's available on our Twitter at Adams Nerds. All in all, not the worst karate-ish movie I've seen. I like the updates they did to the story, but you know, Batista, you know, he did what he does. He's a jack guy who can, you know, sputter some serious lines and fight. So that's what you're expecting going in, and that's what I got. So
yeah.
It's on Netflix. Netflix thought I'd give it 3 stars. That was a pretty fair guess. So
did you give it 3 or did you?
I gave it 3. I would. In my mind, I want to give it more, but you can't do like a quarter, like a 3/4 rating system on there. And I wanted to give it a bump because at the very end, the guy who played Kurt Sloan in this one redid the Van Damme dance.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It's like an outtake like during the credits. So I wanted to give it some extra love for that alone. But I didn't want to put it to 4 stars for that because I don't know what else Netflix is going to recommend if I do that.
Well, it's
so I'm just going to leave it at 3. I mean, it could be good. And it really could not be good either.
Have you ever gone through and seen how many movies you've rated on Netflix?
No.
No?
I think it's probably a lot, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why, have you? Do you know how many movies you've rated?
I was like in the thousands.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a lot of movies.
Yeah. Well, it's really simple. Like on the PC or whatever, you go on there and you can just go and I can, you know, you just look at the title and you know, oh yes, you know, just go through and just smash them through them.
Right.
And you know, and then it helps with recommendations and stuff, whatever. But yeah, huh. I was like, man, I've watched a lot of movies.
Yeah, we had to set up a different account, you know, because of the child, because, you know, after a while, I mean, we only had the one. So it was just like not a different account, but a different profile. You know what I mean? Because everything was just on the one profile. So
yeah.
it would be like Archer or you know Nightmare on Elm Street, and then it would be you know fucking Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, yeah. SpongeBob, and it's like, dude, I can't see all these cute faces next to horrible things. You know what I mean? Because as I'm looking for kid stuff, like there'll be a picture of like you know of Jason there or something like that. It's like, how do I explain this shit? So I had to switch that up.
Yeah, explaining the way I can rate movies is mm-hmm. I'll go through, like, I've got Netflix up, right? And I'm just going as fast as I can looking through them, and my wife's
just fast,
like,
clicking and just rating.
You know, but no, but like my wife's like looking, she's like, how do you know what movie that is? How do you know you, like, I've seen it? Like, and I can right. just tell by the picture, and I'm just yeah. going as fast as I can. And it's like, I used to, as a, like, a middle schooler, in the summertime, like, when I didn't have camp, I would ride my bike down to the video store and rent 3 or 4 movies.
Yep.
And then just bring them back and just watch them all. And then, like, the next day, you know, bring them back and get more. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like, that's why I've watched so many movies and I, like, know all these, like, covers, all the covers right. of the movies and stuff.
Yeah. And that's how I found Evil Dead Clerks on tape.
Oh, yeah.
From a store, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the old VHS. I even remembered. Like, I had, in the system, I was able to rent rated R movies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man. Jackpot right there. It's yep. every horror movie you could want, right?
Yeah.
At your fingertips.
Yeah. Well, you'd get some bad ones where, like, I probably shouldn't have been allowed to rent those. Like, you ever seen Silent Night, Deadly Night?
Yeah, oh, yeah. The original one? That should probably be one a child shouldn't be allowed to watch.
Right. That's a bad one. That is yeah. super bad.
I Spit on Your Grave. I don't think anyone should be allowed to watch that.
Yeah, that one needs to, like, go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad
far,
stuff.
Far, far away.
Bad,
or,
bad
stuff. Or Cannibal Holocaust. I saw
oh,
that
my
at,
God.
At a way too young age.
Yeah, that's Oof. That's life-changing.
Ugh. Yeah, even as a grown man, I'm thinking about it just like, oh, Christ.
Yeah, it's bad.
Brutal, dude. Oh.
Yeah.
People are Googling madly right now if they haven't seen that movie to find it. Like, well, how fucked up is it? I gotta watch that.
Oh my God, are these guys fucked up or what?
Right. Yeah, they're yeah. fucked up movies, man. I don't want to
yeah,
see
those again. Yeah, those are really bad movies.
They're really bad. Yeah, avoid.
Do not watch
those. But one movie that doesn't look bad so far is Spider-Man Homecoming. But it feels like from the trailer they really want to remind you that Iron Man's in it. Is that just Sony just being super nervous about another Spider-Man relaunch?
Yeah, I mean that's like the Darth Vader with a Rogue One,
right?
You know, they keep showing Darth Vader. There's Darth yeah. Vader. Hey, guess what? Darth Vader is in it. Well, it's the same thing with Iron Man. Hey, guess what, everybody? You know, it's like a what is it like a safe? It's a safe place, right? So
yeah.
like, hey, everybody, Iron Man, Robert Downey's in it. You're gonna be at least gonna get some funny banter. You're gonna get to see Iron Man. You're good to go. You know, but. I don't think they have to worry because this Spider-Man looks legit, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I just can't see how they would fuck it up, you know? I mean, there's just no way.
Yeah, they can't, right? I mean, just from the trailer alone, I mean, we didn't really see too much of Michael Keaton, but, I mean, he's basically always on point.
Yeah, no,
Michael
yeah.
Keaton. And for those of you who may not have seen a lot of his movies, you know, outside of Batman or, you know, whatever he's been doing recently, Birdman and all that, go back and watch, like, movies like Pacific Heights. you know, he's clear super, and sober. He could play creepy. Dark. Yeah. Dude, he could play dark and villainous. My God, can this dude act? Yeah, so specific he's...
Guy, like, that one, oh my God, that one's, he's just, ugh. Man, he's a scary
That's a terrifying movie, yeah. Like, Fatal Attraction level, just ick and horror factor, yeah.
Yeah, I hope they go with him being really intimidating and scary in this.
Yeah.
I mean, at least, just the line where he's like, what did he say, I'll kill your family or something. Or
I'll kill your whole family if you mess with me. It's like, oh, Jesus.
All right, dude. Okay. All right.
It's like, I get the point. You know I'm 15, right? Like,
yeah. No, but like, you don't know who he's talking to there.
Yeah, but, right.
You know, I mean, but yeah, it is. Yeah, it's super, he could be super creepy, so.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, web wings. I mean, dude, holy Christ. I think I freaked out about that for way too long as a grown man.
Yeah, they're nailing that suit. I really love the black highlights. Like, they're,
I'm trying to figure out the timing, great. The timing of this. So is essentially to where the Spider movie is going to take place in between the time Tony met Peter in Civil War and the time that they fought in Germany together. Because when Happy gives him the suit, he's still in, like, you know, his hoodie his garb and stuff. All that.
Yeah, yeah. Because he's got, like, the mechanical, like, a major mechanical thing. Yeah, I think they're, like you said, it's going to be right in the middle. And I think that's a good place to, you could, like, introduce him, at, you know, in high school.
You could shoehorn it in, essentially.
You know, do the high school and then, like, have him meet with Tony and they do the thing. And then the repercussions from it. The repercussions you know, of him, does he have to sign the Sokovia Accords? Do they have to know who he is? Like, that's the whole thing. Like,
do they maybe, do more of the actual Civil War stuff where he unmasks and all that shit?
But I don't, you know, maybe he wants to really protect his, this is where he learns to protect his identity to save the people around him, you know, like that whole thing.
I like
thing.
That. Yeah.
It could be like that, but it's a good idea to have to shoehorn, you know, put it in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, and then
I like it. I'm on
the
board.
Whole Washington D.C. thing is a little weird. It's like they're on a field trip or something.
Yeah, right. You know, it just seems really, really convenient. But you know, whatever. It's Spider-Man. It's fine.
He brings his suit along. I don't know. All right.
I mean, you know, wouldn't you? I mean, obviously, like I'd like to think our Spider-Man, whatever universe we're Spider-Man in, we take our suits everywhere. So
yeah, I don't think I'd ever take it off.
No, fuck no, I wouldn't. Just like Negan's pants, it'd be painted on.
Right.
All right, everybody. The skinny jeans in the apocalypse. I mean, your legs are skinny because you're running a lot, so why wouldn't you wear skinny jeans? But the fact that you have to tailor them in, I mean, and there's no, like, they hug his ball, so someone really had to spend some time down there and get the proper measurements going. So good on you, Apocalypse Zombie Taylor. We salute you. But as usual, everybody, thanks for checking out the show. We are going to be back after we see Rogue One to review that and hit you with some special Christmas recommendations, special movies we watched during the holidays, and also give you our top movies of the year, our top shows of the year, and maybe even our bottom ones of the year also, just to add a little bit of extra spice. So, as usual, please find us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Google Play Music, iTunes, we're everywhere, Facebook. New website is in the works and coming soon. Hopefully, we'll have that up and going by not too long into the beginning of the new year, so... On behalf of Matt, I'm Aaron. Thank you guys for checking it out. Peace!
I'd buy that for a dollar.